Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Visual Studio Tips and Tricks. Yes, it's time to take a look at another tip or trick. I do want to remind everybody the book is out there, so you can order it, The Coding Faster, Getting More Productive with Microsoft Visual Studio, from which all these tips are derived. And also, it's a ton more tips that you won't see any videos of or anything. So go out there, grab that book if you can. And today's tip is replacing text with a box selection. Here you see the tip summary, and again, if you're not familiar with the tip summary, you can go to my blog or get the book, and it'll describe how the tip summary works just very quickly for those kind of new to it. Essentially, I have the keyboard mappings. Here you see the general mapping. If you don't see any other mapping listed, what I'm essentially saying is all the other mappings use these keystrokes, so you can use these keystrokes no matter what. The commands are a little more advanced. Those are typically meant for those folks who want to do a little bit more or go beyond and maybe create some custom macros or do something extra. So I include the commands. The versions, of course, are the versions of Visual Studio supported. In this case, only Visual Studio 2010. And finally, there's the code, which is VSTipEdit 0006 for this particular tip. So you can look at that code number and find this tip anywhere on the blog, in the book, or on the videos. So that will be a unique number we always use. All right, so that's enough about that. Let's go ahead and jump into this. Let me show you how this stuff works. Pretty straightforward. Basically, you can see here I have a whole bunch of private variables. You can see X, Y, Z, and A. And what I want to do very quickly is I want to change all the privates to publics. So what do I do? Oh, it looks like I've just plugged in some device in my audio jack there, too. All right. So what do I want to do? Well, what I can do is just hold down my Alt key and do my left mouse. Now, that's not the only option, but that's the quickest option in my mind. Now, if you want to do a keyboard, let's go ahead and do a little keyboard action here. The keyboard way you can do is do Alt-Shift, and then your right and down arrow keys in this particular case. So either way will work. You decide, but then when you're done, of course, remember to let up on the keys. Once you've got a box selection, now you just begin typing. So I want to change those privates to public, right? So I'd start typing public. And this is a cursor. This is what's known as zero-link box selection, actually, which I've done in a previous tip. But it acts like a cursor, so I can go forward and backward on it, and I can just get crazy here. So there we go, and whoops, and there we go. Spelled it correctly now. Now, when I'm done, in this particular case, I'll just hit my down arrow key, and I'm ready to rock and roll again. And that's all we have. Hopefully you enjoyed that, and we'll get back to our slides. Thank you for joining us for this tip. We'll see you next time.